Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Anger and confusion amongst federal workers nationwide as President Trump and Elon Musk try to downsize the federal workforce. In Boston, hundreds chanting "Stop the coup" demonstrated. Organizer Bonnie Jin.
We are taking a stand against two main things. One is the billionaire takeover of our government, which is a culmination of a decades-long struggle by billionaires to line their own pockets. And second, it's the fact that this current administration is enacting a policy of dehumanization on so many of our community members.
Washington, D.C. federal judge Amy Berman Jackson imposed a temporary restraining order blocking the mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Presiding over a lawsuit by 14 states seeking to stop the government efficiency effort, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan told the states to narrow down their lawsuit and present it by Saturday. She'll rule after that. This is ABC News. Alabama lawmakers advanced legislation to expedite Medicaid coverage and prenatal health care for low-income pregnant women.
State lawmakers across the South are trying to address rising deaths at birth among babies and mothers. The Alabama bill says Medicaid will pay for a pregnant woman's outpatient medical care for up to 60 days while her application for the government-funded insurance program, Medicaid, is being considered. The bill passed the Alabama House of Representatives unanimously. The state Senate considers it next. Republicans praise the bill as pro-life.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Philadelphia. The victory parade for the Super Bowl champion Eagles, game MVP Jalen Hurts.
I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until I won a championship. And now we're here.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO-FM listening area is still under a winter weather advisory that runs through 6 p.m. tonight. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy, a bit warmer, occasional light snow, maybe another 1 to 3 inches today with a high temperature near 30. Tonight, breezy and cool. Scattered light snow showers or flurries with a low near 15. Mostly cloudy and blustery on Sunday. Some light snow showers in the morning, a high of 20. The outlook for Sunday night, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold, a low of 6 below. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, very cold, a high temperature just at 6. Monday night into Tuesday, we're looking for a low of 13 below. Dangerous wind chills in the morning, plenty of sunshine with a high of 8. Tuesday into Wednesday, a low of 7 below. Wednesday, bright but brisk with a high of 12. And Thursday, we warm up, not quite as cold, with a high of 18 degrees. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I've held it all inward. Lord knows I've tried.
It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life to look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Gentleman's wife. Well, a measure of people don't understand the pleasure when I was 14. Now I'm crowd 30, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
ended, and half what's left of the pieces put back in place.
WRCO-FM is proud to announce the winner of the Added Touch Floral Valentine's Day giveaway on the radio. Congratulations to Ellen Dietz of Richland Center.
All the gold. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man. Soul living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold, and all the
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
When I was a young girl, my daddy told me a lesson he learned. It was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the money. Love,
love
like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance,
dance
like no.
Love,
like you'll never get hurt.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. It is winter across the farm fields. We salute the farmers who work tirelessly behind the scenes during the winter months. Even when the ground is frozen, they are busy maintaining equipment, planning for the next planting season, and caring for livestock. Their dedication ensures that our food supply remains steady, and their hard work never goes unnoticed, even in the off season. This salute to farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-pin tap this Sunday.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlucks by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlucks protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlucks difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
This weekend, enjoy 25% off all bog bags at Court & Main. With so many different colors to choose from and two different sizes, they are the perfect bag for beach days, snacks, running errands, or just need the perfect stylish tote. We've got it. Hurry in. This sale ends Saturday, February 15th. We are open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 12 on Saturdays at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Well, despite the weather last night, a lot of high school basketball games were played. A lot of them were moved up to an earlier start time, including our featured broadcast of Wazika Steuben at Ithaca.
The Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win, 67-52 over Wazika Steuben in Ridge and Valley Conference action. played at Ithaca on the night. The Bulldogs jumped to a 34-22 halftime lead. The Hornets got it to within 10 early in the third quarter, but Ithaca went up by 22 eventually and wound up winning it by 15 in the end. Very good balanced attack for Coach Aaron Hipsch's team. Devin Iam had 16 to lead the pack. Also 11 for Wes Nelson, 10 points each for Cody Burns and Sammy Clary, 9 for Casey Pomering. 6 points scored by Keegan Jones, 3 for Dante Kleinsaucer, and Ethan Burkram has 2. Leading the way for Wazika Steuben, we need to say congratulations to Cooper Lummis. As a junior, he has gone over 1,000 points in his high school basketball career. He went over that point when he got to point number 13 on the night at Ithaca with a jump shot in the lane. So the game was stopped, and he was congratulated. Lewis with 21, 10 points for Julius Cooley, 8 by Brett Wagner. From there, 5 points for Josh Martin, 4 for Theodore Millen, and 2 each for Francisco Riorda and Nolan Reed Mulliken. The Hornets are 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They make 3 threes. The Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the line. They make a total of 5 three-pointers. The JV game wound up in a tie at 43. They ended it after the regulation because they wanted to get the varsity game going on a wintry night. The next action for the Bulldog boys coming up on Monday. They will be at Cashton. Wazika Steuben will take on Lancaster at home on Tuesday night. Once again, the varsity final, Ithaca 67, Wazika Steuben 52. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' games from last night, it was Iowa Grant over Prairie du Chien, 71-58. Hillsboro, a big win over Nisida, 59-16. Bangor, 77. Waniwak Center, 53. Royal over Brookwood, 81-30. Westfield survived Portage, 67-64. And the shootout of the night, Sparta, 95. Toma, 93. Some postponed games from last night. Kickapoo versus Seneca will be played February 17th. North Crawford against Weston, no makeup date as of yet. Girls finals, Platteville with a huge win over Richland Center, 79-22 in conference play. It was Riverdale 53, Boscobel 50. Iowa Grant a 50-40 win over Fenimore. A win for Wazika Steuben over Potosi Cassville, 78-58. Argyle Pecatonica 77, Belmont 73. Benton over Judah, 64-55. Westfield 54, Mauston 33. Wisconsin Dells 74-17 over Adams Friendship. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie did battle. Sauk Prairie picked up the 43-36 win. Edgewood 84, Portage 31. Sparta 70, Toma 59. And one postponement from last night, Barneveld versus Highland, no makeup date yet.
BL Signs, get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
When Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old, as I recall. He loved to write a song and pick the guitar, and he came to hang a gold one on the wall. The town in which he lived is not important. Well, you'll know which town I mean by the time I'm through. He soon became a famous entertainer, but Leonard was a name he never used. He was on his way to having what he wanted, just about as close as one could be. Hey, once he even followed Elvis Presley, and he wrote a lot of country songs for me. But he laid it all aside to follow Jesus. For years he chose to let his music go. But preaching wasn't really meant for Leonard. But how in the hell was Leonard supposed to know? Well, life began to twist its way around him, and I wondered how he carried such a load. He came back again to try his luck in music, and lost his wife and family on the road. After that, he seemed to bog down even deeper, and I saw what booze and pills can really do. And I wondered if I'd ever see him sober. But I'd forgot about a friend that Leonard knew. Well, Leonard gave me lots of inspiration. He helped teach me how to write a country song, and he even brought around a bag of groceries. Hey, back before Muskogee came along. Really, I'm not trying to hide his show name or the town in which this episode began. Somehow I had to write a song for old Tommy, if just to see the smiling faces in the band. Well, when Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old, as I recall. And he loved to write a song and pick the guitar. And he came to hang a gold one on the wall.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM. MeTV.
Countryside. The chores, the stores. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York is where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. A tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors.
WRCO-FM listening area is still under a winter weather advisory that runs through 6 p.m. tonight. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy, a bit warmer, occasional light snow, maybe another 1 to 3 inches today with a high temperature near 30.
Tonight, breezy and cool. Scattered light snow showers or flurries with a low near 15. Mostly cloudy and blustery on Sunday. Some light snow showers in the morning, a high of 20. The outlook for Sunday night, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold, a low of 6 below. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, very cold, a high temperature just at 6. Monday night into Tuesday, we're looking for a low of 13 below. Dangerous wind chills in the morning, plenty of sunshine with a high of 8. Tuesday into Wednesday, a low of 7 below. Wednesday, bright but brisk with a high of 12. And Thursday, we warm up, not quite as cold, with a high of 18 degrees. That's Jesse Coulter, part of your weekend wake-up. Snow has returned. We're up to about 4 inches since it all began. 18 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Man,
along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico,
I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around. Fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
WRCO-FM is proud to announce the winner of the Added Touch Floral Valentine's Day giveaway on the radio. Congratulations to Ellen Dietz of Richland Center.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raising the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
WIAA Boys and Girls Wrestling will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports will have reports and play-by-play Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock from the Richland Center Division II, Dodgeville Division II, and Mineral Point Division III Regionals. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Ney, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Kirk Lair, Pat Mahoney, and me as we do our best to cover all of the wrestlers in Southwest Wisconsin and bring it your way on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter.
This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo. If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5, and don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Lots of dancing, rust around. in Jimmy McCarthy's truck is a 4x4. That silly old snow still falling. We're under winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock tonight. And after between 2 and 2.5 inches during the evening last night, close to another 2 inches. So we're at the, during the overnight, so we're at about the 4-inch mark. We'll be venturing out and getting another reading in a while. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer reading is 18. After low so far of 17.
One lone star waving in the wind. A longhorn standing proud behind a rusty barbed wire fence. Cowboy hats, hearts that never bend. I was born and raised a Texan and will be till the end. As I travel down that blue bonnet highway, well, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I will live and die my own way. By the oil fields and the ranches and the blood that fell like rain. Heroes' hearts fought to change our name. Tejas, Texas, where the Lone Star proudly waves. And as I travel down that blue bonnet high, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I can live and die my own way. Somewhere between the Red and Rio
if you remember when Doug Supernaw was at Star Spangled Celebration, but he had just hit the music scene, of course, passing away a few years ago. That's Red and Rio Grande. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 18 degrees, snow continuing to fall. Hey, Julie, a friend of the show, checked in a few minutes ago. She's already out and about on the road getting ready for wrestling. Go, Ricky, go. That's all we can say this morning. This one's for you, Julie. It doesn't stop 9 to 5, does it? Dolly Parton on Country and Community and the Weekend Wake Up.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. We'll be right back.
to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights with
in today's environment, it's more like 5 to 9. That would be 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. 18 degrees, light snow continuing to fall. We will have a farm news update right around the corner. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your weekend to get together. Oh, this is a fun one from Matresa Berg, back in the saddle.
Came down from the Cadillac Dude Ranch, hell saw nestled on the edge of town. I've been herbal wrapped, but in fact now I'm busting down. Well, I thought the Wild West wasn't for me. Then you walked up like a bow-legged dream. When you said yes, ma'am, I thought I'd scream. Oh, put me in your big old pickup truck. Take me to the rodeo. I don't know.
That was a fun one, Matresa Berg, back in the saddle for your weekend wake up. 5 minutes before 6 o'clock, in five, we'll have an ABC Newsroom update. And coming up next, it's a farm news update.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2255. 2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The wheat complex might have some upside potential. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Sean Lusk from Walsh Trading tells Brownfield that while wheat doesn't always get the attention that corn and soybeans do, there is some upside right now.
As far as the wheat market's concerned, it's been a follower. It's followed corn up the page at the end of January, early February, then kind of backed off here a little bit, backed off into the Wiser report. But that market also looks poised, you know, to make another run higher here. There's moisture deficits in Eastern Europe where we've seen Black Sea prices firm up a little bit. Demand numbers are a little bit better here in North America, but at the end of the day, how do tariffs play into this thing? And I think the wheat is more of a, if wheat's going to rally, it's going to be more on short covering, where the funds are short, probably running 85,000 to 90,000 Chicago contracts, around 35,000 KC, maybe another 20,000 Minneapolis. So it's a sizable short. Have they been shorter in years, in crop years past? Absolutely. But there's still a lot of covers that could go on here. So how do tariffs play in if Canada retaliates or the Europeans retaliate? How does this all play out one way or the other?
Lusk does say that the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine adds a layer of uncertainty.
The reaction was kind of funny off the Russian-Ukrainian maybe getting to a ceasefire and then a deal. Everybody's talking. What if everybody's talking, there's a better chance of those things happening. How it looks like on the back end, who knows? But how does this all play out? Because in theory, you would think a cessation of the war would open up exports out of the Black Sea. But if Black Sea exports really been restricted, they really haven't. They have in parts in times of this war, certainly at the beginning. But, you know, they found a way to get it out of there. The big question is, though, Ukraine plannings are down for the war. Longer term, that is going to be a bearish scenario in my estimation. But I'm talking about late 25, early 26 contracts the following summer, you know, up to 26, 27. That's going to be bearish if we get to what we think we're going to get to is a peace deal. And
Sean is with the Commercial Hedging Division at Walsh Trading. And now for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. There was a light scattered direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Live deals were marked at $202 to $203. That's $3 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals were at mostly $320 to $322, $5 to $7 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was a slower week in sale barns around the state of Missouri.
Now, it's awful hard to find anything higher. Our market's kind of turned a little bit. But given all this happened, you know, with the futures and boxed beef cutout values and feedlot trade, our cattle markets have held well, and there was a few sales that might have been higher, but all in all, you know, we're steady to $5 lower. Look at some of those sales, and some of these were sure stick-out sales that kind of went against the grain. We had 28 head of real light 400-pound steers in Joplin bring 436, 102 head of 550-pound steers in Kingsville that sold at 380.50. The average on those heavy five weights this week at 340. That's about steady with last week. He had 41 head of 715-pound steers at Lolly Brothers bring 297.25. So we've fallen below the $3 mark on those light seven weights, but the average still at 284. A full load of light eight weights this week at 274.50, and that's right about where the National Feeder Cattle Index is right now. On the heifer side, had a load of light five weights at Tyna Livestock Market, 329.75, the average statewide at 319. And then a load of light seven weights at Lolly Brothers, heifers, 270.25, the average on those at 263.
He tells Brownfield there's been a little increase in concern about where the market is headed.
There is definitely valid concerns for I guess you could call them those black swans that are outside of the fundamental supply and demand issues, you know, but all in all, the markets, they've done really